How was your weekend?
It was good.
Oh, thanks for the amazing content.
Okay, sorry I didn't do anything that interesting. Actually, no, Saturday night was awesome because we watched the Twitch feed of Johnny Infamous spinning a music video dance party here in the station from the comfort of the couch at home. It was great.
Yeah, partying at home is sweet.
It really is.
I mean,
you don't have to pay for an Uber.
I love campfires. I did that this weekend a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to get back to like going to pubs on a regular basis, and especially when sports returns. I much prefer watching live sports at pubs and stuff. But yeah, I think I've adjusted quite well to all this. I would have a really rough time, though, if I was by myself and if I had like a one-bedroom condo.
Right.
Over the last few months, like, no wonder people are so itching to get out. There are a lot of people in that situation.
Right. Luckily for you, you have like 25 roommates, so it's just constantly a party.
Come on. Two roommates.
Well, loud roommates, though.
Yeah. Year one.
Sounds like a party of 25 when the three of us are having a fire in the backyard.
True. On the podcast today, we had some fun. A new episode of Radio Shark Tank. We discuss Geek Week.
No. Today's, come on.
What?
Geek Pride Day.
Well, that was close. So we talked about geekiest hobbies.
And we also discussed what the best canned food is.
Enjoy the podcast. Do, 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 do.
This is the Ryder and Lisa replay.
Time for something to think about, where we've tracked down some hot takes on what's shaking down in the world these days.
So, Goldfish Crackers tweeted something really funny, but then when I actually looked into it, it's not the official Goldfish Crackers Twitter account. It's someone posing as a Goldfish Cracker, and that just makes this even funnier to me. And they tweeted, "I just can't smile back anymore."
Because, well, what's their slogan?
The snack that smiles back.
There you go.
Which, when you really think about it, is kind of a creepy slogan.
Very much so. L. Holder on Twitter wrote, "Dads be like, picked out my t-shirt that I'll be wearing every weekend for the next 20 years.
Okay, that's my dad to a T. Oh my gosh. Pun intended.
To a t-shirt.
Simon Holland is great at discussing his family life online. He wrote, "I was going into great detail naming and describing the bird at our feeder to my wife and kids who didn't ask and don't care."
Leah's Lounge said, "Day 58, bored at home and my dog is looking at me like, see, this is why I chew the furniture."
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Melissa L. wrote in all capital letters, "I miss spending $7.50 on a tiny cappuccino."
You can get back to that now.
You really can. Maybe she means like sitting in the restaurant, enjoying it on a patio. Who knows?
And finally, from a meme I tracked down, "Ripping off your mask when you get in the car is the new taking off your bra when you get home." Things that make you feel old. Should I play the worst jingle ever created for a radio segment?
I don't know if I support this idea.
Too bad.
Things that make you feel old.
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 I'll just play that.
And that's why our producers and our boss don't let us record our own jingles ever. So what is making you feel old as of late? Jason wrote in saying, "I had a lengthy chat with my best friend about how much sleep we've been getting lately. We used to talk about partying and chicks."
Sleep. 780-784-7107. Curtis, what's up?
Seeing as we're, you know, on lockdown and stuff like that somewhat, you know, I've been binge watching a lot of movies and stuff. And lately, I've been following certain actors and actresses. So this weekend, I watched E.T., which I haven't watched in so long. And then a few movies after, I watched the Charlie's Angels. And I didn't realize that the little girl in the E.T. movie is actually Drew Barrymore, who is in the Charlie's Angels movies. And you see the age difference and then you go, wow, like I was a kid when she was a kid in E.T. And now she's a full grown up. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah, that's so good.
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it.
It's like when Chris Martin and Gwyneth had their baby Apple. Mm. And then last week you hear that she turned 16 and you're like, no, I don't want to think about this right now. I remember the day she was born and how judgy we were about her name.
I spent the weekend getting really hyped up about a new dishwasher I got. So that's what's making me feel old. Like when I got plugged in, I'm like, hey, run it.
Let's see how it works.
Woo, let's give it a test drive.
Jordan texted in saying things that make me feel old. I actually want to eat vegetables.
Radio Shark Tank. So we're the people that are pitching business ideas.
Yep.
You're the sharks. And you decide with this fake money who you would rather invest with to see who wins. 780-784-7107. The current score for Radio Shark Tank is 11-9 for me. Made that up.
Hi, sharks. Are you sick of getting scared when your toaster is about to pop? Do you get so anxious that you break out into an unnecessary chest rash and end up gently popping it manually yourself way too prematurely? Therefore, instead of eating toast, you're just eating really warm bread? Well, fret no more, breakfast lovers. I'm Lisa Evans, the CEO and founder of Upholster Toaster. Its soft padded covering covers the loud, aggressive popping sound, giving you a perfectly brown toast in peace. Wait, a perfectly brown piece of toast in peace. So what do you say, sharks? Are you ready to start your day with calm, buttery deliciousness? Then invest with Upholster Toaster today.
You were like bragging that one up for a long time.
It's a good invention.
Is it?
Yeah.
Hello, sharks. I'm Ryder, the inventor and founder of Foom. You've heard of fake working, right? It's called like forking. Have you heard of fake zooming? That's zooming. That's fooming. Sorry, kids. Can't help with the homework. I'm on a work Zoom call, but not really. Sorry, honey. Can't fold the laundry. I'm on a work Zoom call, but not actually.
So what happens on Foom? Is there a screen?
Can you please let me get to it?
Oh, sorry.
Our group of professional communicators are for hire, and they'll pretend they're talking to you about work things. And then you pop your headphones in and let them know you're in the clear. They'll stop talking and will just let you get some peace and quiet while looking at your laptop.
All you have to say is, like, let's circle back to that.
Exactly.
It's the only thing you need to say to sound professional.
So, what do you say, sharks? Are you ready to get your foom on?
All right, cast your vote, 780-784-7107. You're the billionaire. Who are you going to invest your money with? The Upholster Toaster or
Foom? What kind of canned food are you really into right now? 780-784-7107. We all stocked up, and now that like regular-esque trips to the grocery store are happening more commonly, you got a lot of cans to get through. Beefaroni, for example. Get some of that in here.
Okay, our roommate Grant, as soon as things were starting to seem like maybe we wouldn't have grocery stores, like we didn't know what was going on when this whole thing first started to shake down, he runs to the grocery store, comes home with his quote-unquote essentials, and it's just one extra large can of beefaroni.
I'm talking like a can that looks like it's ready to eat other cans. This thing is huge.
Like, and he hasn't even touched it 2 months ago.
6 pounds of beefaroni. My goodness.
So what is your favorite canned food right now? That's what we're discussing. Kate wrote in saying, I'm hardcore into canned green beans with breadcrumbs toasted in melted butter. It's a Polish thing. We put that on everything. And that actually sounds so good.
Sounds pretty good.
I want that.
What's up?
Either the stag chili in a can.
Oh, stag chili. Damn right.
Or the manwich, the sloppy joe.
Why am I so into some canned meat and other canned meat? I'm like, no.
Exactly, right?
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
Joel wrote in saying Puritan meatballs and gravy.
I've seen those. I
don't know how I feel about that.
I haven't gambled on them yet, but now that I got the green light from a listener, I mean, I'm going to go for it, I think.
Janice wrote in saying you got to try pears in water with the pull top. She says my fridge in my office has 3 cans right now.
Nice. Hey, good morning.
Yo, what's up, Ryder?
How are you, buddy?
Good, yo.
Good.
Hey, I got a question here.
All right.
Does tuna come uncanned?
Yes.
No, I don't think so.
It's hard to find proper tuna, like fresh.
Yeah, nobody knows this.
Raw tuna at like a sushi joint is possibly the best food on the planet.
Oh, la-di-da.
Okay, I don't think I like this canned tuna guy's attitude.
Are you a big canned tuna person? Because I think they're usually only, what, $1? Not even?
Well, you got to shop around, but yeah. Dollarama has it, but it's like, you got to, it depends. You want the flakes? You want the in water?
What do you normally eat your canned tuna on or with? Do you have a vessel for it?
Depends. Like, am I feeling spicy? Like, do I want to melt some cheese on it? Do I want to, like, put, like, a lot of mayo or just, like, a regular amount of mayo? It depends. It depends on the mood.
And that's another episode of Tuna Talk, apparently. May 25th is Geek Pride Day. So we're asking you to let us know about the geek in you. What do you really enjoy doing that is fairly geeky?
Sean wrote in saying, some friends and I still play Run Escape every Tuesday night, which is a multiplayer online role-playing game. Fantasy game. And that's cool. I love finding out what geeky things people are into. Katrina wrote in saying, hey guys, my husband still plays Warhammer.
Oh, that was my nickname in high school.
Okay.
Cool, huh?
Kyle says, I'm married, father of 2, work project management, wife is in technical records, and we both play Spyro. Me too.
Yeah, that's yours.
Love it.
We have Seth on the phone, a producer here at the station. Geekiest thing you do?
For sure, Dungeons & Dragons.
How often do you tie into a game?
Well, with COVID, it kind of screwed everything, but we were trying to do it like once every 2 weeks or something like that. Yeah.
And you get together and play?
Yeah.
And like, how long were these gaming sessions?
Like 6 or so hours.
Wow. Whoa. Okay. What's your character name? Is that a thing with Dungeons and Dragons?
Yeah. My character is a dragonborn paladin named Wu-Tang Bloodheart, but he goes by Blart.
Ryder, you had a question. Seth, you're married.
Yeah.
Does your wife think it's cool that you play?
Does she think it's hot?
Is she into it?
Yeah, she plays.
She plays.
Whoa,
Okay,
that is like the dream right there, right?
What's her character name?
Akatia.
Akatia?
Yes.
Okay, that's sexy.
Okay, well, we just wanted to send some love. We saw you tweet about Dungeons & Dragons and thought it was a good fit for today's chat.
Beauty. Well, thank you, guys.
Kay. Thank you.
Take care of yourself, Wu-Tang Blood Blart.
Okay, bye.
What do you think my geekiest thing is?
I don't know if you have anything.
Not really, hey?
Oh, fedoras. 100%.
No, what? Fedoras are awesome. I'd explain it to you, but somebody has already done it better than me, that kid on the internet once.
Quite frankly, I just think you're jealous-ass haters. You couldn't even wear a fedora if your life's dependent on it, because you know what? It's class, and class is for men and swag is for boys. I'd implore you to do a little bit of thinking, if that's even possible for you, to think before you do hating on fedoras. They're just a hat, and you're just a stupid swag idiot.
Yeah.
I implore you to think.
Why?
What?
Well, you open up the self-facing screen on your phone.
Yeah, and the
then
camera.
Judge yourself and get all cranky.
Well, okay, I'm not cranky, but like,
you just screamed why.
So I have this little zit, but it's right at the tip of my nose, and I was like, that's weird.
Oh,
what a strange spot.
There's a little one next to that huge one.
Ryder.
What?
Smoke and mirrors. I don't want people to think I look like Rudolph today.
You think it's from wearing the mask?
Yes. I figured it out. It's from wearing my mask and breathing heavily underneath, and it's all that condensation clogging my pores up. What a strange spot for a blemish.
I put my mask on this weekend, and it smelled like beer. was like, wait
a minute.
You
need to wash it between sessions, Ryder. It's like underwear. You can only wear it once.
Okay. I flipped it inside out.
Okay. Anyway, anyone else getting weird pimples under their mask? What? Things are changing. My acne's moving.
It's time for verbal diaries. So it's like a diary, but on the radio, right?
Yeah, exactly.
People get it from the name, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, let's do this.
I had an Amazon delivery yesterday, and it was awesome because I didn't know what I ordered. It's been so long. And so just the surprise of opening a package and not knowing what it is, it's exhilarating. It's like Christmas morning for adults. So I opened the package, and there it was.
What is it?
There it was.
Come on.
It was my new foam mitt that I use to apply myself tanner.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Okay. I was like super excited for something rad, like a remote control car or something.
Oh, there was also moisturizer. Face moisturizer.
Well, I would never read this diary. All right, my turn. My entry today. Just a little positivity for your Monday. Sometimes I forget how wonderful the people in the city are. And now that I'm seeing more of said people, I'm reminded of it. Like, everyone I've had an interaction with the last couple weeks has been awesome. From grocers to golf course employees to dog park strangers. There's just something about the energy of the people in the city that is, especially this time of year, like kind and welcoming, joyous.
Well, and a lot of people aren't taking things for granted anymore.
Right. It's just awesome. I love it. I moved from Vancouver, where the first thing I noticed was how kind people were to each other, and it's just proves itself over and over again. So big ups to everybody in Edmonton.
Was everyone mean in Vancouver?
Yeah, just like I held the door for a lady once, and she looked at me like I was going to wrong her.
Hmm.
I'm like, I let you go ahead of me. Now you're in front of me in line. What? No thank you? Nothing?
Alberta's better.
That wouldn't happen here. Yeah. That's my verbal diary for the day, so keep it up. Numbers as of yesterday, 42 new cases in Alberta, bringing the total of active cases to 801. Do I have to say that I'm talking about COVID-19 anymore, or will people assume?
I think they know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah. Taylor Swift is trending, so there was a cover of Look What You Made Me Do on an episode of Killing Eve, but all of her fans were like, we've never heard of this band before. Like, they literally don't exist.
Right.
And you know how Swifties are. They do their research. They dig deep. Turns out the band's called Jack Leopards and the Dolphin Club. Her little brother, his old Twitter account was Dolphins Club. So Taylor Swift literally got her brother to do a cover of one of her own songs so What's-His-Face wouldn't get the money.
Oh.
That guy that has all the rights to her old music.
Scooter Braun.
Scooter Braun.
Huh.
So she literally made up a band just so she would still get that money. She's brilliant. Right. I love that story so much. What a boss.
And trending this hour, Edmonton fire crews rescued a dog yesterday that was swept into the surging North Saskatchewan River. Just a heads up, it is moving very fast.
Yeah.
So please be careful around it. The fire crew was called out. Within 6 minutes, they had the boat out and saved the puppy.
That's wonderful news.
Ryder and Lisa, play 107.